This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Last weekend, we had the September 11th ceremonies and what have you around the country. I'm not going to belabor the point, but I did want to have one other thing I found this week that I thought was somewhat interesting that I had to share. Here it is. Came off the AP wire this week. On the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks on Sunday, this is amazing to me that it just worked out this way, but I guess you could probably find number oddities anywhere. Yeah. On Sunday, September 11th, the horses at the Belmont Racetrack in New York, you know what the numbers of the horses that won the first three races were?
9 and 11.
9, 1, and 1. The New York City track actually served as one of the staging areas for workers and emergency vehicles in the days after the destruction of the World Trade Center 10 years ago. David Jacobson, the trainer at the stable that owns the first of the two winners, told the New York Post that the odds were probably about 1,000,000 to 1 that something like that would happen, but actually the pick three paid $18.60, so the odds weren't all that great.
No.
But $18.60 on a $2 bet, so those were the odds on that. But the first three races were won by horses wearing the blankets that are numbered 9, 1, and 1 on September 11th.
Huh. Interesting.
Now, I'm sure that probably happens from time to time at, you know, different places where you'll get horses like that that, you know, pick a date, you know, any date like that. But just, you know, that it was that particular date, just odd that something like that would happen, so... That's the last of the September 11th stuff I wanted to talk about, but I just saw that and I thought, seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, of all the combinations and things,
right.
I wonder how many people actually won that bet.
Bet on it?
Because, it's 9-1-1, so if you're going to bet the trifecta, we'll just do that and call it good. So, don't know if that worked out for anybody or not, but there was your lucky bet, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, if that would just work for... They need three more numbers for us to win the lottery with that. Didn't do that either.
No.
Hey, this is National Farm Safety and Health Week this coming week, September 18th through the 24th. And each year since 1944, the third week of September has been recognized as National Farm Safety and Health Week. Well, the recognition is an annual promotion. The National Safety Council helps to do those kinds of things to make sure that they're letting folks know all the dangers and stuff out on the farm. We're getting real close to harvest.
Yes.
Closer, it feels like, every day.
I know, with the weather. It's been pretty cool lately.
It's been so chilly outside here these last few days that it just feels like it should be harvest. I feel like I should be rotating my clothing. Do you do that? Do you rotate clothes?
Yes, I do.
Move all the warm weather stuff, all the short sleeve shirts and stuff, off into another closet or drawer someplace. Or some folks will just box them up.
Yeah.
You know, in big plastic tubs, put them in the basement somewhere or something.
That's what I do. I've actually already done that.
Have you really?
For myself, I have yet to do my eggs.
Well, make him do his own. Come on.
I know.
Does he do his own laundry?
No.
Well, you said that. Like, what was I thinking even asking a dumb question like that?
No.
He can't do that?
He can. Like, he'll do it once in a while if I ask him, but I usually am the one that heads it up.
Do you ask him or do you pretty much, you know?
I ask.
Okay. I thought maybe you were a little more forceful than that.
If I'm feeling pretty lazy, I don't want to walk downstairs and, start this load for me, please.
Kind of like at work.
Oh, what?
Yeah, what? I don't do that, do I? Well, the theme this year for National Farm Safety... How do we get on rotating clothing from Farm Safety and Health Week? The theme this year is Safety Counts, Your Community Depends on It. And for the past few years, there's been an increasing focus on the safety and health issues in agriculture, especially related to like tobacco farming and some of those types of things. A lot of aspects of wine production, from early vineyard growth to nurturing to harvest to the wine production process, have also established an increased presence in our agriculture system in North America, even around here, too. Well, an emphasis on a culture of safety is vital to the wine production industry. As in the majority of large industries, larger established wineries have documented safety and health programs. And for many of the smaller vineyards throughout the U.S. and Canada, safety programs are more difficult to develop. So an awareness of safety issues related to handheld tools, presses, ergonomics, ladders, sleep deprivation, and weather all is crucial to the well-being of workers and to crop production. And the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety, as well as other agencies, have developed safety programs specific to the wine production industry. And with over 50 grain bin incidents, auger-related injuries, PTO incidents, and more than 24 fatalities in the U.S. in 2010, The grain production industry is always one of the most dangerous aspects of crop production, and grain storage units are a familiar sight through much of the central regions in North America. Family members of all ages, of course, are involved in that type of stuff, too. We see it around here, and with corn and beans as at the prices they are, a lot more planted in some areas this year. It's amazing some of the places I've seen that stuff planted that I didn't really think there was enough room to plant.
Oh, really?
Well, you plant what you can. Yeah. You know, that's money to be made out there. The prices are really good. So, yeah, it's just, it should be, hopefully it'll be a good harvest season. Now, there might be some folks listening saying, yeah, right, I just had my crops knocked over a few weeks ago. Well, unfortunately, that kind of stuff happens, and we wish those folks the best. But, yeah, for those who have a solid crop to bring in, it should be a pretty good crop year. And we just hope it stays warm and dry for a little while so that we can get a little bit more of this, you know, get some of that drying process out of the way without costing extra cash.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll start to see a lot of activity out in the fields and out on
and
the roads.
Yeah,
we actually have seen some of the road activity already. Watch for that if you're out and about these days, especially early morning, later in the evening. You know, the days are shorter now, if you haven't noticed. I know I have.
Yeah, I definitely noticed.
I trip over cats when I get up in the morning to go to get ready for work now because it's dark out. It wasn't like that a while ago. But even in the evenings, too, you know, you really don't get a whole lot of nighttime activity after work anymore now. So we're seeing a lot more activity out there. And watch for those kinds of things. We don't need any of those types of accidents going on around the area. So be very aware of all the activities going on out there. You know, speaking of which, too, I noticed the Neely Kenyon Field Day is coming up very soon. In fact, it's coming up this next Wednesday, September the 21st. And it's at 4 to 7 p.m. Down at the Neely Kenyon Research Farm. It's just south of Greenfield. If you go south of Greenfield on Highway 25, you don't have to go very far, just a mile or so. You're going to actually see, well, actually about 2 miles south on Highway 25, and you're going to start seeing signs. And you'll see activity. It's right along the side of the road. But you go 2 miles south on Highway 25, a half mile east on 260th Street, and then a half mile back north on Norfolk Avenue. But look for the signs, and just look for the activity.
Yeah.
You'll notice all that, and then just follow it along. But Dr. Kathleen Dellett will be leading things. They're working on sustainable and organic crop and livestock production this year. So a lot of organic and sustainable stuff that they'll be talking about. And they'll have a couple of different things going on. Pasture management, some vegetable study plots. There'll be a complimentary dinner as well and some presentations involving improving soil biology and growing and marketing vegetables as well. As I mentioned, Dr. Kathleen Dellett, Joe Sellers, also Dr. A.J. Nair and Diane Weiland will all be among those who will be speaking at that particular event. And again, they'll start the wagon tours at 4 o'clock. Dinner is at 5:30. There'll be stuff going on at the building site as well, along with some displays, and then some presentations after the complimentary dinner as well. Attendance is free. The dinner is complimentary. You don't need to register. Just show up. They're hoping, they'd love to get a couple hundred people there to see some of the results of the work that they've done here over the last growing season. So hope you get a chance to get out and do that too here before we get too deep into harvest.
Yeah.
Well, that's some stuff. I got a lot more in front of me here, but I'm going to let you take over here for a bit.
Well, the Nathaniel Hamlin Park Fall Festival is on Sunday, September 18th. That is from 10 to 4, and they're celebrating their one-room country schoolhouse being placed on the National Register of Historic Places. The program is at 1:30, and they're honoring all one-room school teachers, and the teachers will receive free admission and dinner. Otherwise, admission to the program is $1 for one person or $2 for two or more people in the car. They'll have a pork chop dinner served at 11, and the dinner includes a smoked pork chop, scalloped potatoes, green beans, coleslaw, rolls, pie or dessert, and drink. And that's for $9. They also have a kid's meal, which includes a hot dog, drink, dessert, and chips for $4. They also have farmers and flea market, crafts, inflatables for the kids, Alan Jensen cartoon books for sale, and you can see and feed the elk, historical museums, one-room country schoolhouse, and blacksmith shop. A bargain barn will be open on September 18th from 8 to noon, and then also on September 19th from 10 to 4. So that's Nathaniel Hamlin Park Fall Festival on September 18th, and that's from 10 to 4.
I thought being there petting the elk and feeding the elk and stuff was going to be your favorite. And then I heard, what was it? Swap meat or something that had to do with shopping.
Bargain barn?
Ah, there it is. Okay. All right.
Santa like to shop?
I've heard some things.
You've heard some things.
I've heard some things.
Not surprising. There's a chicken biscuit dinner on September 18th, also from 11 to 1. That is at the Adair County Historical Society Museum in Greenfield. It's $7 for adults and then $3.50 for children. The chicken biscuit dinner on September 18th from 11 to 1 at the Adair County Historical Society Museum in Greenfield. At the Xyra Fire Department, they're having an open house. That's on September 18th at the fire station. They'll have water fights starting at 2, and then barbecue will be served from at 5 with a free will donation. Come see the improvements to the fire station. That's the Xyra Fire Department's open house on September 18th. The 38th Annual Green Ridge Steam and Gas Engine Antique Show continues on September 18th outside of Irwin. On September 18th, there's a pancake breakfast from 7 to 8:30 a.m., a church service, Brad Morgan, Silver Creek Cloggers, Full Circle Jam, and then there's a parade at 4. Also, there are pony rides, a petting zoo, face painting, barrel rides, threshing, oat hulling, corn shelling, sawmills, cider press. There's steam engines, gas engines, a rock crusher, so much more. Food stands, there's live music. They do have camping available. It's for $10, and admission is $5. Ages 8 and under are free. For more information on that, you can call 712-782-6545. That's the 38th Annual Green Ridge Steam and Gas Engine Antique Show, and that's on September 18th, just outside of Irwin. The Cass County Tourism will meet on September 19th at 8 a.m. at the Lake Anita State Park. Park Ranger Josh Peach will host. Meet at the DNR office near the entrance to the park. Call Kenner Baxter at 781-2395 if you plan to attend. So that way they have enough coffee and treats for everyone, and everyone is welcome to attend that. That's the Cass County Tourism meeting on September 19th at 8 a.m. at the Lake Anita State Park. The Cass County Hunter Safety Education classes, they will be held on September 20th through the 22nd. It's from 6 to 9 p.m. and then on September 24th from 8 to noon. You can just sign up at the Iowa Western Community College here in Atlantic. The Danish Windmill is having singer-songwriter Brad Myers take the stage on September 21st at 7 p.m. Brad is from Boone, Iowa, and has spent the last year performing across Iowa. In 2010, a Cedar Falls-based band released their first studio album entitled Early Attempts. You can bring a lawn chair or blanket and enjoy this special event. An ice cream social will also be provided, and the concert is free, and they'll have the CDs there available for purchase if you'd like. It's at the Danish Windmill on September 21st at 7 p.m. Atlantic Business and Professional Women's Fall Craft Show. They're looking for vendors. That's on October 22nd. That's from 9 to 3 at the Cass County Community Building here in Atlantic. If you'd like to be a vendor there, you can call Becky Bonnie at 243-3935. That's the Atlantic Business and Professional Women's Fall Craft Show on October 22nd from 9 to 3. Avondale Church in Rural Fontanelle, they're having their Fall Supper and Bazaar. It's on September 24th, and they're serving at 5. They're serving handballs and minute steaks, and they'll have an auction of bazaar items following the meal. That's on September 24th, the Avondale Church Fall Supper and Bazaar. And Grant, the Grant Ole Opry is on September 24th from 2 to 4 at the Grant Town Park. Just Cliff and the Lariat Band will be sharing the stage with Jerry Forney, Paul Fay, Mike Gurry, Jim and Kathy Wymore, and guests. Admission is $5, and it also includes a stew, chili dogs, and dessert. You can bring your own side dish and your own lawn chairs. For more information on that, call Jim Wymore at 712-621-8026. That's the Grant Ole Opry on September 24th from 2 to 7 p.m. at the Grant Town Park. A park-to-park pumpkin run walk will be held on September 24th at 8 a.m. at the Xyra City Park. The run walk will take place in Xyra and along the T-Bone bike trail from Brayton to Xyra. You can sign up at 7 a.m. at the Xyra City Park the day of the race. Just $10, and it also includes prizes. They'll have a bus at the Xyra City Park at 7:40 to take the runners and walkers to the start of the race, which is actually at the Brayton Legion Park. Also that day, there is a chili cook-off at the Xyra City Park, and you can register and set up for that at 9:30, and they'll have judging and public sampling at 12:30. If you'd like more information on the chili cook-off, you can contact Ben Simpson at 254-1214. It's a park-to-park pumpkin run walk on September 24th, and that starts at 8 a.m. there at the Xyra City Park. Also in Grant, the Grant United Methodist Church, they're having their annual bazaar on September 25th. Day's events begin at 10 a.m. with a worship service. featuring the music of Glory Road. And then following the service from 11:30 to 1, the church will serve a home-cooked meal that includes ham balls and roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, Harvard beets, buttered corn, assorted salads, pies and desserts, and drink. The dinner costs $7 for adults and $3.50 for children 12 and under. And then this year's auction will again include homemade crafts and rugs, fresh garden produce, baked goods, and more. That's the Grant United Methodist Church Annual Bazaar on September 25th. At St. Patrick's Parish in Walnut, they're having their annual fall dinner. That's on September 25th from 11 to 1:30, and they'll be serving Staley's chicken with mashed potatoes and gravy. Vegetable salad, roll, and pie. Cost for adults is $9, and children 10 and under is $6, and then preschool is free. They do have carryouts available. It's for $9.50. You can call 784-3388 for that. Bowman Chapel Harvest Dinner Bazaar is on September 25th. That is from 11 to 1:30, and they will be serving roast beef with sweet corn and green beans, mashed potatoes and gravy, salad and homemade pies and desserts. It's $8 for adults and $4 for children 10 and under. And the bazaar will feature homegrown products such as salsa and spaghetti sauce, jams and jellies and more. They'll have hand-sewn table runners, placemats and more. A silent auction features a machine-quilted and queen-sized autumn quilt. That's the Bowman Chapel Harvest Dinner Bazaar on September 25th from 11 to 1:30.
That's all you got?
Whew.
Whew. All right. Give her a chance to catch her breath here. We'll be back after we take this short break. Stay with us.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, we're back. We have more stuff to tell you about here yet too. Some of it coming up this weekend. For example, the United Church of Avoca is having its annual fall church dinner this Sunday, September 18th. That's from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the United Church of Avoca. They're located at 304 North Elm Street in Avoca. Their menu includes roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, which already gets my attention, relishes and salads, corn and green beans, and pie. If you're not full by the time you walk away from there, don't blame anyone but yourself. $8 for adults. It's $4 for children 12 and under. Preschoolers can eat free. Again, that's at the United Church of Avoca, their fall church dinner this Sunday, September 18th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. It's a good menu. Also coming up this weekend, they're having a dedication service for the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan. Their address is 516 Quince Road. It'll be at 2 o'clock Sunday, September 18th. They'll have refreshments and fellowship time after the dedication service. So they'd like to have a nice crowd there to help dedicate their new building for the Altamont Baptist Church. Let's see, what else do we have coming up here pretty quick? Also, we have, Thursday, September the 22nd, we have the 2011 Murtu Memorial Hospital Auxiliary Bazaar, entitled Let Freedom Ring, this time around, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Vets Memorial Auditorium in Harlan. They have a luncheon, which includes chicken salad on a croissant with fruit salad and cheesecake with either blueberry or cherry topping. Lunch tickets are $7, available from auxiliary board members at the gift shop, or you can get them at the door the day of the bazaar. There's a gift shop, a bake sale, country store, homemade candy. There'll be gift areas open from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Raffle tickets are $5 each, or 5 tickets for $20, and you don't need to be present to win. And the proceeds from the event will help to fund annual gifts to Murtu Medical Center, helping to provide healthcare service through the folks in Shelby County. Okay, that's coming up Thursday the 22nd. Now, before that, this coming Tuesday, the Casey Women's Club will host a blood drive Tuesday, September 20th from 3 to 6:30 p.m. That'll be at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Donors are asked to call 641-746-2641 to set up appointments, and walk-ins are always welcome. Also, again, that's 3 to 6:30 p.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey, and that is this Tuesday, September the 20th. Also coming up a little further down the line here, this is kind of interesting. They're having what they're calling the first annual Dutch Oven Cook-Off. And this will be over at Lake Anita State Park coming up on October the 1st. That's a Saturday. That's not too many Saturdays down the road, by the way. That's at the Lake Anita State Park campground. And they're going to be, that's hosted by Friends of Lake Anita. Now, the goal is to have fun, demonstrate Dutch oven cooking skills, and introduce the public to the joys of Dutch oven cooking. This is a one-pot main dish competition. Now, because this is the first year for the competition, they're waiving all entry fees for this year's event. There are no entry fees. So competitors will provide all the ingredients and the equipment that they need to prepare their dishes. Now, to register for the competition, team members need to complete an entry form and return it to the Friends of Lake Anita by September 30th, along with a copy of the recipe that they plan to make. And the public will determine a winner, so they'll have the top three entries all receiving awards. So the team should arrive at Lake Anita State Park Campground by 11 a.m. October 1st. The cooks meeting will take place at 11:30. Cooking begins as early as 1 o'clock with judging at 3. Now, the cooks will present their entries either in the oven or on the lid, and the public will select a sample of the dishes using plates and plasticware provided by the Friends. And winners will be announced approximately at 3:30 that afternoon. Dutch oven demo is scheduled at 2 o'clock for the public, so they kind of understand what's going on there. So if you'd like to learn more information or you want to register, you can visit the website. That's lakeanitastatepark.org. Or you can also contact Edie Brocker in Anita. He'd be happy to share more with you as well. Got a couple of different things called Oktoberfest here in front of me. Let's do them in chronological order. Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair will be having their Oktoberfest coming up on Sunday, October the 2nd, and that'll be held at the Adair Community Center. It'll be a German dinner from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Now, the menu includes bratwurst. You know what that is?
I do, yes.
Oh, okay. Make sure you're still awake there. Sauerbraten.
Sauerkraut.
No, sauerbraten. Don't know what that is. That's German pot roast.
Oh.
There is sauerkraut, though. You can't have a German dinner without sauerkraut. Mashed potatoes, green beans, applesauce, also a German staple, and desserts, including homemade pie. And there'll be a free will offering to help support Kevin Richter, who's at the Concordia Seminary in St. Louis and the LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. And there'll be an LWML silent auction as well. That's the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair, German dinner. Now, it's held at the Adair Community Center, Sunday, October 2nd, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Put that on your calendar. Another Oktoberfest here. This one, a little further north. This one is going to be held on Saturday, October the 8th, and this will be held at the House Barn Conference Center up at the House Barn Heritage Park in Manning. That's along Highway 141, starting at 5 p.m. on Saturday, October 8th. Now, this could be fun. Bring your home-brewed beer, because they're going to have a hobby beer contest starting at 1 o'clock.
Ooh.
Ooh, can I judge? Prizes will be awarded. The Jolly Home Brewers, oh, my favorite guys. All the guys from around that area, the Harlan area, will be there. The Jolly Home Brewers will be playing 6 to 9 p.m. I know they're one of your favorites. You love the polka.
I do.
She dances all the time. Diary of a Part-Time Monk is on the agenda at 7 p.m. and then serving the traditional German foods. It's $10 is the cost, and that includes the food and the entertainment stuff. If you'd like details, you can go to you can call 712-655-3131 to get more information. That's Oktoberfest at the House Barn Conference Center in Manning, Saturday, October 8th, starting at 5 p.m. Good stuff. Lots of good stuff there, both to eat and drink.
Yes.
All right. That's what I have for that. Now, I see you have a pretty decent stack of birthdays over there.
Yeah, I do. Well, the first one we'll start off is celebrating her 100th birthday. Helen Dressler, resident of Heritage House in Atlantic for the last 14 years, she's celebrating her 100th birthday on September 16th, and they're having an open house for family and friends on Sunday, September 18th from 2:30 to 4:30, and that will be held in the activity room at the Heritage House. That's, again, happy birthday to Helen Dressler, celebrating her 100th birthday on September 16th. And, again, the open house for her family and friends is on Sunday, September 18th from 2:30 to 4:30 at the Activity Room in the Heritage House. Happy 95th birthday to Goldie Ullman. She'll be, you can send her a birthday card to wish her happy birthday to celebrate her 95th birthday on September 20th. I can send a card to her at 201 East 4th Street, apartment 237 F in Anita, 50020. That's Goldie Ullman celebrating her 95th birthday on September 20th. Again, her address is 201 East 4th Street, apartment 237 F in Anita. Jackie Bailey is celebrating her 70th birthday, and they'll be held at Buck Creek Run Lodge in Anita on Sunday, September 25th from 2 to 4, and they'll also be celebrating Cheryl Bailey, Cheryl McCaskey, and Jackson Bailey's birthdays. So happy 70th birthday to Jackie Bailey. At the Exira Care Center, we don't have any birthdays on that one. Let's see, at the Salem Lutheran Home, happy birthday to Roy Van Ernem on September 19th. And over at the Friendship Home in Audubon, happy birthday to Wilma Flay Fredrickson on September 22nd, and also to Samuel Hahn on September 22nd.
Great. I have one anniversary here to share with you. It's actually passed already, but they wanted us to share it with you this weekend. Anyway, Charles and Evelyn Mortensen, that doesn't say where they're from, but they're celebrating their 60th anniversary. They celebrated their 60th anniversary this past Friday, September 16th. And they asked us to share that. That comes from their family. So congratulations to Charles and Evelyn Mortensen. They celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary this past Friday, September the 16th. So congratulations to them.
Yes.
A couple of other things here before we let you go this weekend, too, wanted to share. I didn't do this earlier when we were talking about things coming up. But Saturday, October 8th, we've talked about this. The Rotary Club of Avoca is sponsoring the Simon Estes concert over at the AHST School Auditorium in Avoca. It's a very, very good price. Tickets are just $20 each, which includes a reception after the concert. And you can get them at a number of different locations. One of those is here at KJAM. We're the only place in Atlantic where you can buy those tickets. So if you want to grab tickets for that performance, you can get them here. But hurry, because we only have a limited number. And when they're gone, they're gone. There are only so many seats. There's no reserved seating. And doors will open at 3 o'clock that afternoon. The performance is a little early. It's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So it'll give you an opportunity. Actually, it kind of works out nice. You can go to the show, enjoy that, have the reception afterward, and then maybe, you know, get with some friends, go out for dinner.
Yeah, there you go.
Afterward on a Saturday.
A nice day,
evening. Yeah, make a nice evening out of it. Simon Estes, of course, is a... he's been all over the world. He's one of those classic opera singers, but he does all kinds of different types of music as well, from... hymns and spirituals and all kinds of stuff. That great, deep voice. You'll love it. If you haven't seen him perform before, I'm fortunate I have seen him perform before. Well, it's something you'll remember for a long, long time. So hope you get a chance to do that again. Simon Estes, Saturday, October 8th, 4 p.m. at the AHST School Auditorium. $20 each are the tickets, and you can get them at a number of locations in Avoca, a couple places in Harlan. You can also get them here at KJAN Radio. In Harlan, you can go to Pauly Jones Funeral Home or the Harlan Vet Associates. In Avoca, you can get them at City Hall, the State Farm Insurance Office, Neiman Real Estate, Avoca Nursing and Rehab, Capri Motel, Mid-States Bank, Tam's Insurance, or Pauly Jones Funeral Home there. So get them soon, because they're expecting that to sell out.
Yeah.
Also, one more thing I want to throw at you real quick. We've got the KJAN Radio Auctions coming up again, the fall version of the Radio Auctions, beginning this coming Wednesday, September the 21st. We'll do it on September 21, 28, and then October 5 and 12. Got it? It's the last two Wednesday afternoons in the September and the first two Wednesday afternoons in October. We're going to do it from 1 to 4 each day. Now, each hour during that 3 hours time span, we really have separate auctions, so you'll be hearing some different things. We have great bargains. All of the items we picked up from local businesses. In some instances, it might be gift certificates. In some instances, it's actual merchandise or services.
Mm-hmm.
We start most of our bidding at 50% of the actual retail price, so it's a chance to save some good money. So make sure you tune in. It's real easy. You just call in with your bids. It's not brain surgery. We're not doing anything no. really spectacular here. You call in with your bids, and when time's up, time's up. Or we get to a certain level where we don't want to take any more bids on that item because we want you to get a bargain. We cut it off. So be on your toes and be active with that. And check out KJAN.com. That's Stacy's project. She makes sure everything's up and ready to go. And when we get the auction going, she'll be updating as we go. So you can kind of see all that and follow along. So make sure you put those dates on the calendar. September 21 and 28, October 5 and 12, 1 to 4 in the afternoon. The auctions are coming. The auctions are coming. That's all the time we have for you this weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.